Yay, Japan. They just come up with some excellent inventions.
When they gave us Super Mario, they did that. Thank you.
They've done some great things.
That TV you're watching at home, chances are someone in Japan initially had the idea for that.
Sencha green tea. I'm grateful to the Japanese for that. A Japanese corporation, MA Corporation, has unveiled a really cool little thing. Basically, I mean, I'm looking at the photo of it. It's like a portable fish tank. So it means if you have a fish, whether it be a teeny tiny clownfish or something more the size of a small shark, you can put it in this. It sort of looks like a rocket. But it's full of water and it has a temperature gauge on it and a handle, and you can just take your fish for a walk.
I've just got a couple of questions about the portable fish tank. As for the reason that this is a thing.
I did not invent it, so I don't know if I can answer these questions, but let's talk about it.
So is it about, A, actually giving your fish some exercise?
No, because fish just swim.
So it's not that. B, is it about showing off your fancy fish?
Yeah, I think it's more about that.
Or is it C, keeping the fish as fresh as possible if you're off to the nearest sushi restaurant?
What? Oh, are you saying?
Is it a transportation device
for
the fish?
I didn't consider that.
Is that what this is for? I'm sorry I did that.
It's called the Katsugo bag.
Katsu is a Japanese meal. It's a crumbed
Japanese chicken dish. Meal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Katsu fish.
Oh, no.
It's a new trend in Japanese cuisine. Look, I don't know. I guess
Let's just say it's to walk your fish.
If you want to take your fish for a walk, like, we're not going to judge where you go with the fish. So if you use it as transportation to sell off your fish to the sushi restaurant, that's your business, man. I don't want to get involved in that. We just want to focus on the fact that people have now the opportunity to walk their fish in public.
And it's much easier to do it like that than carrying your fish tank around. Like, that's a much no spillage.
That is the brilliance of this invention. It's the portable fish tank.
MA Corporation.
Good on you guys spending those taxpayer yen well. Hey, we've got some calls on 131060. We did ask, have you seen a bit of an odd animal getting a bit of a walk? And Steve has called through. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What's the animal you saw having a walk?
It was about a metre and a half, 2 metre saltwater crocodile in Darwin, in the Northern Territory, when I was living out there. So, yeah, that was, I definitely crossed the street on that one.
Like, were you just out for your morning jog and there's old mate with his saltwater croc up there? Like, where? Up the street?
No, it was sort of like, that was pretty small, yeah. So, it was on like a Sunday morning. I was actually out getting my hungover coffee at about, you know, 10 in the morning. And yeah, no, there's old mate walking a saltwater croc and I'm like, no
last thank
night
you.
Wasn't that big. I haven't seen it.
And it'd sober you up though, wouldn't it?
Whoa.
Wouldn't that sober you up?
That's scary. You need a really strong lead.
Yeah.
Tara, hello.
Morning.
Hey, babe, have you seen a strange animal having a walk?
I've seen a lady walk a duck on a leash down to the local swimming area.
Well, that's...
had a swim.
Heading in the right
and
direction.
And then popped the duck back on the lead and off they go.
Was the duck well enough behaved that it could be taken off the lead, it'd go for a swim and come back to its owner?
Yeah, it was. It was swimming around us all and then off it went again on the lead and off they went.
Waddled back home.
That's so funny.
That's great.
That's a cute one
too. Much less scary than a 1.5 metre saltwater croc, that's for sure.
Totally. Liz has called through. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Del. How are you doing?
Good, babes. Is this about, you guys have some strange pets at your house, don't you?
Yeah, including kids, yep.
You put them on leads and walk them as well?
Four of those.
All shapes and sizes. So my eldest son has a pygmy bearded dragon.
That's right. And what's its name?
It's a little. Remember Little Zilla?
Little Zilla.
Zilla, but it's little.
Great.
And he takes it to the soccer when his younger brother plays soccer on the lead and he has to have a friend with him for bird watch.
Because when you say pygmy, how big are we talking? How big is a pygmy bearded dragon?
It's probably about like 2 to 3 centimetres wide by about 15 to 20 centimetres long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to keep the magpies away, don't you?
So you've got the pygmy bearded dragon. Anything else that your family is walking in their spare time?
Yeah, we've got a foul-mouthed rainbow lorikeet that goes on the lead, but we have to be careful where we take her because she's not too friendly.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.